Hi everyone and welcome to the Lid Period, and this is your host Lydia. Today I'm going to be giving you my top 5 tips on how you can actually grow your own entourage of micro influencers across social media platforms with little or no marketing budget. So this podcast is really aimed at those who, again, don't have that marketing budget, have got a startup and want to build a strong influencer group that relate to their brand and the current situation it's in, who believe in the vision overall. So this podcast is going to be short and sweet, and I want to keep it that way to kind of make the information as effective as possible so that you on the other end are getting the best value for your time tuning in tonight. So my tip number one is going to be that you need to find those who can relate to your brand. Now, that's not just anyone. For instance, if you're a fitness brand, that is those who actually resonate with who you want your end consumer or user to be. And they're going to be the people that have got between 3,000 and 40,000 max followers who are engaging with them on their social media accounts. So personally, there's lots of ways in which you can find these influencers. You can go down the line of searching hashtags that relate to your brand, and I'm not going to lie to you, it's going to be a time-consuming job where you're going to have to go through the posts and find those people who are relevant to you, who are engaging with their audience on a daily basis and actually would like to be a part of something bigger than themselves at this current period in time. And you're going to have to go through and really find those that resonate with your overall vision. You want to kind of, the strategy that I do is liking a post, commenting on their post, a few minutes later, sending them a direct message and saying, hey, listen, I really like what you're doing. I think you resonate with what my brand is trying to achieve. And I think that you'd really represent our brand in the right way that we want to come across on social media to potential customers or users for our brand or product. And you need to think about all the things that you want your end consumer or user to be and search for those qualities in a small quantity. And I mean that by things such as the age that those people are, the gender, who their audience is, and again focusing on small numbers, going through their posts and seeing what their engagement is like. So quickly moving on to tip number two, that is going to be really take a look at their content. Please don't just look at their follower account, their profile photo and that colourful bio full of emojis, as that profile should be a canvas and portray that person very well. Especially if they're going to represent your brand, you want that person to come across very professional, kind, friendly and most importantly, approachable. So if a potential customer or user was to contact them for advice or anything in regards to your company, they can actually answer honestly and professionally and deal with situations for you in the right voice. So I really think that you should spend time looking at how much engagement their posts actually get on average, what styles of content they use, how things like how frequently they post, who their audience actually is there any trends that appear within the bios or the content that their audience actually publish themselves. And you want to make sure that you're actually In the case that I do with FitFlash, and which we do now, is in when you're a startup and you haven't got the capital to put behind the social channels, but you have got a small £100 or £200, you can really go far with merchandise. And you want to make sure that you're sending your t-shirts or your caps or whatever it is that represents your company, which is the way that we do it, to the right people, so you aren't just wasting both your valuable £200, your small budget at this time, or your actual personal time that you could be spending doing other things on your startup too. So that's my tip number two. Moving on to tip number three, it's going to be that you should tell your story. Now, before you ask, you should be as transparent as possible. There is no excuse for not being transparent. And it's off-putting to anyone that actually you try and contact if you aren't transparent from the get-go. So being transparent means telling your story. This doesn't mean three huge paragraphs. You really need to aim to keep your story short, simple, and most importantly to the point of what value you're trying to extract from that person, and also what value you're going to offer that person with the exchange of promotions too. You want to really tell your story in a way that's going to resonate with them. So hopefully if you've performed step one and step two correctly, you're going to have a very clear understanding of what kind of makes this person tick, what content they like to engage with, what relationships they want to build in order to build their own personal brand further on that social platform. And why you're trying to get your brand known is the main thing that you want to tell in that story. What is the vision for your brand? Where do you want to be in 6 months' time? What type of team do you want to build? Why do you publish the content that you currently do on behalf of your company? What have you done so far? What do you believe you as a person? Or why did you wake up one day and decide that you were going to start your company? What inspired you? All these things you should think of and kind of be able to summarize in a good sentence or two of your why. And when people hear your why, if you are that passionate about your startup, they are going to invest their time in you because they want to be a part of something that could be 100 times bigger than them, and they want to be in there early if that's the right influencer, because that's what influencer marketing is about. It's about being a part of something bigger. And I'm not talking influencer marketing on the scale of the agencies that go for the top 5% of the market and can charge you 20 to 40,000 for some marketing. I'm on about real people, and social platforms can't function without the other 95% anyway. So that's who you should be aiming to speak to, and filter that down to your target end demographic for your product or service. Moving swiftly on to my step four. Now, I think this is probably the most important, no matter who you find, how much time you've personally invested or your team's invested, or even how you've pitched your personal story and your company's founding story too. It's really important that you come across friendly, because no one likes pushy in-your-face people altogether. I know personally, when someone cold calls me a salesperson, I cringe and put the phone down because it's too in-your-face. So when you actually direct message someone, you are going into that personal bubble of someone else's direct messages. It's not like going into someone's inbox anymore. It's a personal space where they speak to friends and family. And as someone who isn't a friend or family member, who's actually coming in from an organization, you need to come across friendly, because that person is going to bring more value to you in the early stages that you can actually give back, if that makes sense. So when you're asking, it's really vital that you remain both open to questions that they're going to ask, which is, we're only all human. They're going to ask why you're doing it. Why do you think they should be a part of it? What's going to really benefit them? And all these things are really important. And I think it's a really good idea to include... Sorry guys, my actual podcast cut off there due to my phone signal. What I was saying is, it's really important to include and mention why you want them to work with you. And in my personal experience, this is usually done by bigging their egos up, as terrible as that sounds. So along the lines of, hey, I came across your content. I really liked what you did here, here, and here, showing some examples. I like how you aren't picture perfect with your content, and how your audience really engage with you, and how you've done this and you've managed to do this through your own input, effort, and organically grow this page to your standard. And this is what I like about you. I think you match our branding, and it'd be really great to work together. So, tip number four is be friendly. If you aren't friendly, no one's gonna wanna work with you, and that's just life. So moving on to tip number five, this is gonna sound really simple, and it actually is simple. Tip number five is keep it simple. So don't overcomplicate your ask, as right now, you're actually requesting someone to take their own personal time and effort and actually invest that in your brand and company without being paid at this stage. So in my previous experience, if you are sending a t-shirt, then, you know, it's maybe £2, £3 for a t-shirt, and that person isn't getting the £200 or £300 that they actually might have got paid elsewhere by doing a shout out for another brand. So it's important that you keep it simple and to the point, because we now live in a world where it's the modern day lifestyle, and we are full of kind of platforms everywhere, and social media and mediums, and we've got family life and work life and trying to stay healthy in between it all, that you aren't taking up a good 20 minutes of someone's time to read a single message. And that message, what you need to remember, is your ask. It is your ask of, will you join our team? Will you represent our brand? Will you work with us? I know we haven't got the capital right now, but we believe you're the right person because X, Y, and Z. And that's important to emphasize and get that down to some kind of just a single paragraph that's very clear, to the point, and quite simply, that your grandma, who isn't tech orientated, can actually understand too. So there you go, guys. That is my top 5 tips on not only from what I've actually mentored people to do, but from my own experience of 4 years now of how I've done it myself, with no huge marketing budget and capital raised and etc., which a lot of startups tend to be absorbed into this bubble of, oh my God, you need capital to succeed. And the most successful startups kind of take advantage of the resources around them, and they are very transparent in who they are, where they want to go, and most importantly, why. And your why is something that you need to drill into nearly every person you come across, whether that is someone sat in a coffee shop with you and you think they could be a potential lead to someone else, or a potential team member, an investor further down the line, and most importantly, your potential customer or user. So I hope that you've really taken the advice in from today's podcast. I know it's kind of been broken up into parts, but I wanted to do that to really emphasize each tip and each really vitally important piece of information. And yeah, I'd love you to trial it out. Kind of reach out to me on Twitter or Facebook or even my personal Instagram, which my handle is Lydia Jones Official, and let me know how it works for you. It'd be great to see what works, what doesn't, what kind of ideas you think of in ways that you can communicate and resonate with these people that can represent your brand. So I hope you've enjoyed listening, and I hope that you've had a really good, highly motivated, productive day too from listening to yesterday's podcast. So thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoyed the show.